This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yeah, check them out at franklinarmory.com. More to come from them very soon. Hey, it's Monday, so this means that we're going to kick the week off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir. And
anything to talk about again?
Say again?
Isn't it a shame that we don't have anything to talk about yet again on a Monday morning?
Yeah, we got lots of stuff to talk about. I'm sure we do. You wrote about that. You were the most prolific writer on the front page of Ammo Land today. This I noticed. So
now, I put it in their hopper. When they choose to let it hit the front page, I assume it meant other guys were sobering up this morning and they had room to take mine.
Well, in any event, though, I mean, so you've got plenty to write about. Now, did you see what happened at McDonald's?
I did. Okay. You want to... I'll see you, McDonald's, and match you with an earlier press release where moms said to McDonald's and Kroger, gosh, Starbucks did it. Why don't you become gun-free zones, too?
Yeah, but see, Starbucks didn't do it.
Right. Starbucks just said, don't.
Starbucks never did. Yeah, the Starbucks was like, we would prefer you leave your gun at home, but we're not going to ban you. And, I mean, because, listen, my Starbucks here locally, when I'm in it, that's the safest place to be.
Amen.
And I'm in it. I'm in it often.
Shall we let the cat out of the bag so that a dad in Birmingham, Alabama, was eating with his son?
Right.
Right. And this is just everybody's bad luck. He is in the middle of a robbery. A guy comes in with a mask. And the guy in order to announce his robbery, starts shooting. And the dad's going, I got nowhere to go. My kid's here. So he shoots the bad guy, who then turns around and the two start trading gunshots. Unfortunately, our defender was shot. I think his son was slightly wounded. And obviously, it's, by the way, this has happened before in McDonald's.
Right.
The last time the dad's children were in the bathroom and everybody else is running away as the bad guy waves his gun around. And dad's sitting there going, I'll run away just as soon as my kids come out of the bathroom. I can't leave them here. And the guy points his gun at dad and dad goes, that's it. I got no choices. Similar thing here in the sense that the bad guy starts shooting and dad goes, I can't, I'm out of choices. I'm trying to run away. My kids are here. If you'd let me, I'd just back out of it. Everybody went to the hospital. The attacker died.
Listen, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Birmingham police spokeshole, Sergeant Brian Shelton, said, things like this are difficult for both families. The gentleman who unfortunately, talking about the robber, The gentleman who unfortunately lost his life, the teenage boy who's in the hospital recovering from his injuries, and the father who is also recovering from his injuries. It's not easy being a father and watching your child get injured, get hurt like that. It's a really heart-wrenching experience. I don't know. I take issue with that description of the bloodthirsty, robbing, shoot-em-up guy as a gentleman. And thinking that, you know, what's unfortunate is that he decided to rob a place. That's what's unfortunate. At gunpoint. And it's very fortunate that somebody was there to stop him, because he was already shooting when he was engaged. So this cop here, I mean, please get a grip. I mean, I understand a lot of these guys have, you know, they roll around with these agendas and everything. But when you're a public information officer, you probably should be a little less biased.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? He's saying this is the equivalent of all lives matter, good, bad, and the attackers and defenders. You and I have a preference for the good guys. Granted, we don't want to shoot anybody if it's avoidable. I'm sorry, if you point your gun at me and mine and you're pulling the trigger, it's not avoidable.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is one of these things where a defender can legitimately say, you made me do this. I would not be doing this were it not for your actions that you are taking now. Amen. So whatever precipitated this, do we even know this pilgrim's name decided he was going to be an armor, the master gunman? Do we even know his name? No, I don't see it in this article.
I don't see it yet.
Well, whatever it is, it's being a armed robber. One of the occupational hazards of being an armed robber is getting perforated many times by law enforcement or by law-abiding armed people. Like my occupational hazard is losing my voice, getting sick and not being able to speak, having bad weather, not being able to get online, stuff like that. That's my occupational hazard. It is not being perforated, though, and that's because I don't go run around robbing people.
Bill, let me up our game.
Sure, please.
Because you and I all, and we have to talk about the synagogue. We've got the rest of the hour.
Sure,
it's
sure.
Unavoidable. But you and I are in this restaurant, and this guy starts shooting. Now, he hasn't hit anyone yet, let's say. Mm-hmm. He's shooting the floor toward the row of cash registers. Everybody on that side ducks or runs away. And he starts putting the gun over the cash register to say, you, hand me the till. We're not in direct threat, but other lives are.
Well, I mean, you're talking about he's walking the rounds in to be threatening.
He's clearly shown that he'll fire that gun. He's got it lifted up out of line of he's not on target with line of sight. He's got it lifted over his head, so it's pointed down behind the counter, saying, you get up and get me these cash registers open at the people who are crouched down when he shoots.
Well, I mean, he's are you asking me what I do?
Because I know what's justified. Life is at stake.
Well, who knows what he's going to say?
Have you thought about it ahead of time? Because if it happens, you won't have time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if it happens, the thing about, unless somebody's shooting at me, they're not going to be paying attention to me.
Right.
So, if somebody is doing that, if they're willing to do that in a public area, then, it becomes a matter of time then, because is he happy with this? Has he proven his point and that's all he's going to do? How do we know?
Right. Well, and I think if you're there with your granddaughter, know what you're going to do.
Yeah, well, I'm going to.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take up a position between me and everybody else. And if he fires again, he's going to die. If he points a gun at somebody, he's going to die. If he turns around and faces us, he's going to die. So chances are, most likely, he's going to die. But we're about to go into break. What a way to go.
So quickly, what happened to it?
What happened to?
To those 15 minutes. We'll have to get back to the rest of the story.
This is what happens when you're engrossed in what you're talking about. My guest is Rob Morse, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Oh, it's not playing. Hang on a second. Let's fix that again. Let's try this.
The AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. That is another illustration of another occupational hazard faced by a radio person. Joining me again is Rob Morse. Yeah.
I thought the hazard meant that if it didn't play when you pushed the button, you were going to make me try and sing it.
None of these spots are actually, you know, performed or sang or anything like that. Thank God. Because I'm in some of them, you know, I'm trying to sell some of this stuff, not run the people away. So anyway, let's talk about Pittsburgh, I guess.
Before we do, I want to finish McDonald's.
Sure.
I submit that if you were there with your granddaughter and you heard a gunshot, you would scoop her up and head for the door. Because, you know, if you get there, if she gets out the door uninjured, you win. And that's really what you want to do first. Now, if you're there solo and maybe you can slide out slowly, maybe, but this is where the affinity with your neighbors really takes over. You and I have had neighbors who are the age to be working behind that counter.
Sure.
If you'd seen some of your neighbors behind that counter, you know, maybe they weren't even there now, but you saw that as a place where the kids you knew worked. Oh yeah, you'd be a parent again, and there's no way you'd slide out. You'd say, I can't leave them defenseless. Now, interesting, if there were a bunch of adults who chose not to be armed, different. But these are stores that are typically manned at behind the counter by teenagers who we legally disarm. Wow. And if you haven't kind of processed that and have a plan ahead of time, then you know that if there's a loud bang, your brain... Let me speak for myself. If there's a loud bang and I haven't thought of that ahead of time, I won't think about it then. I'll just kind of blink and stand there.
Right. But, I mean, it's a fairly simple thing to get out there. Now, our class that we took at Tactical Response, right, was
right.
Big. It mm-hmm. was a big class, but it was like 50 people.
Yes.
You and I didn't know any of them. Well,
right.
Actually, some of them knew of us, but we didn't know them. But right. That being beside the case, that's... I'm not going to say it's abysmal when you think about it, but that's the percentage of people who own guns, who carry guns, who actually go train, which is not that big of a percentage and everything. So let's presume then that that repetition of going to a training class and learning how to draw and say and stop and all this other stuff that we did gives us a slight edge.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about the rest of people? What about the people that aren't even armed, that are working behind the counter at the McDonald's? And, you know, that's why I carry a gun, because most of them are not. I had a conversation with somebody. I met up with an old Army buddy this past weekend. And
I saw that.
Yeah, I hadn't seen a dude in 32 years. And I was talking guns with him, and his wife, God bless her, she was like, I'm not for him or against him. I'm ambivalent about them. And that's what I think the majority of people are when it comes to guns, unless they're gun owners or anti-gun. But most people who don't own guns that are not anti-gun just don't care about them. And then when you start explaining things to them, you can see the light come on. But, I mean, the whole idea of what bothers me when I hear about crime
mm-hmm.
in a restaurant or store or something like that, is these people are just going to work. They're just going to work. And here comes somebody looking to victimize them. That just infuriates me. He's putting their life in danger. He's doing all kinds of stuff. That just infuriates me.
And that feeling, wow, you've touched... Huh. We just booked your week right there just to untangle all that you talked about in those few sentences, because I saw the exact same response on social media after this attack at the synagogue.
Right.
A bunch of people who don't know guns from bananas go, oh, we should be able to stop that. And in some of the dialogue I'd throw in, oh, you mean the 23,000 firearms regulations we already have didn't work? And they're all like... What do you mean? You have gun laws? Oh, well, okay, that describes the level of the discourse. We're going to start at the basics. But that tells me something. Thank goodness for your listeners. We need hundreds of millions more because the mainstream media isn't telling our story.
No, they're not. Although, that thing that I was reading to you, that was from Fox News.
Right.
And the statement given was by the police spokesperson there. And that's the kind of story they tell, where they're out there saying, well, we're sorry for both sides of the family. No, I'm not really, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry for the family. I am not sorry for your loved one.
Right. Right. And please teach your children better so that threatening other people with a gun to get their money doesn't look like a good career choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've heard that as an excuse. How else is he supposed to get his money? I don't know.
Go to work like the rest of us.
What about that person they were holding up? Wasn't he on the clock?
Right. So. Exactly. We did it again, Bill. We barely got started and we only have a minute.
That's the problem with talk radio. It just takes on the life of its own. Just takes on a life of its own.
When we get back, we'll talk about what happened at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Oh, my goodness. We have to.
Of course. Rob, of course, you can find Rob's work. He is a featured writer at Ammoland, where he was a very featured writer today. You had at least three bylines that I saw, I think.
Yes, sir.
And then also at ClashDaily.com, and his website is Slopak's WordPress blog. And then, if that's not enough... Well, then you can go seek out the podcast at iTunes or Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, or all the various ways that they are available. And the first one is called Self Defense Gun Stories, which is a truly unique podcast in the United States in that nobody else does this. What Rob is doing is he's taking a actual self-defense, an armed self-defense incident, and he's having it broken down by a armed self-defense instructor, critiquing it, if you will. So, you know, doing a little after-action review. And then the Ensemble, which is the Polite Society podcast, which is Rob and many other different people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
The Pentagon is set to begin a drawdown of its 5,800 troops from the southwest border. That's at least according to Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, who is running the mission in San Antonio, Texas. Buchanan expects all the active duty troops that were ordered to the border to be home before Christmas. Meanwhile, tensions are running high in Tijuana, Mexico, as a group of residents clash with the migrants who are camped out by the U.S. border. this resident of Tijuana says,
it feels like they invaded, and that was not the correct way, but I know all of them are not like that.
A Chicago police officer was shot and remains in critical condition after a suspect opened fire at Mercy Hospital on Monday. This woman heard the shooting.
It was like pow, 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 pow. It was extreme, and it was very loud, and it was close.
That audio courtesy of WBBM-TV in Chicago, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
They just came out with that trigger for the AK platform, so that's some stuff. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse.
Well, are we going to jump in?
Let's jump in. You go ahead and go off the board first.
I shouldn't laugh. I can't laugh. There was a mass murder at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. One man came in with three handguns and a long gun. I have to wait. This is one case where I will wait to report the news, because the news calls every black rifle an AR. It could have been, come on, you know, they call a broom an AR. So we'll wait to find out if it really was.
Well, did they say it was an AR?
Some of them did. But, you know, again, a tree hit by lightning is called an AR on CNN.
Right,
so
right.
We have to wait to find it for real. This was about 10 in the morning. A service was underway. 11 dead, 6 more injured. And social media went crazy. Like, how can we let this happen? And I'm just all, are you out of your mind? several of my Jewish friends said, we keep telling them, because of course they're gun owners, we keep telling them to be armed. I'm carrying in my synagogue. I can't make these other people protect themselves. Here's some things that I found insightful. Four policemen were shot. And a bunch of people said, oh, well, that proves that a civilian with guns is unstoppable, therefore nothing can be done. And to me, it told us the reverse, because these policemen were shot as they tried to get into the building.
Right.
And then as this murderer retreated back through hallways, back through three flights of stairs to the third floor, where finally he was engaged and injured. He's alive. People, the doctors who treated him said he's a very disturbed individual.
Yeah.
But let's turn that around. If there were a handful of armed visitors and armed staff, and you tried to run up three, down three hallways and up three flights of stairs, you couldn't move. Because with every step you take, you expose yourself to new lanes of fire, and you have to watch all that. You can't. If you run, you better do it at a sprint to not be a target for very long.
Right.
There is a huge advantage to defenders in place. You know that, Bill. The police knew it, and this demonstrated it.
Well, going in on somebody who's already, got the upper hand of... Do we know if this guy had ever been in this building before?
Interesting. We don't.
Do we know if this was a... why did he... Do we know why he picked this group besides they were Jewish?
Was it something particular about it? I think they were just the closest one.
Yeah.
It's the movie theater issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, when a cop's going in on somebody who's already sort of, this dude, I've seen, with the guy in Las Vegas, took how many guns upstairs?
Right.
How many trips did that take to get all those guns upstairs? Now, clearly, it's when you're going to be in a prolonged engagement, it's not how many guns you got, it's how much ammo you got. Which he took, I don't know how much ammo this guy had because I haven't heard. I haven't heard what his weapons are. But he right. clearly went with the understanding that it might either be easier to go from one gun to the other than reloading the gun or something, but it'd be interesting to know what his background was. He obviously was a very demented individual, and I guess he's pretty lucky to still be breathing under his own power.
Right. Well, there are some takeaways, and all this will come out. We will find his history. He was virulently anti-Semitic. So we in this case, the police won't say, gosh, we don't know his motive. We know. Listening again to my friends in both Christian and Jewish, you and I have to ask the question, why are we accepting these excuses from our pastors and rabbis? Human nature hasn't changed.
No.
And the nature of pastors hasn't changed either. So, they are not saying to themselves, we know this, it's going to happen, we just don't know when, but I'm going to ignore it because I'm too busy. They're telling themselves a more elaborate excuse, like, oh, that happens so rarely, we really don't have to concern ourselves with it. I mean, it's something. It's the same sort of excuse that when you say, do you love your family, to your friend? He goes, yes. You go, but you're not you're not providing for their protection.
Right.
Yeah. So we have a lot in common with the rabbi of that synagogue. We've heard those excuses before. I wonder, now, to this rabbi's credit, he said after the event, he goes, of course President Trump could speak here. We, at this, particularly at a time like this, we're right. citizens. He's our president. We're all grieving. If he would, of course he should come grieve with us. At which point my head snapped back. I thought that was wonderful. But somebody tried to upstage that, claiming they spoke for Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania. I think there were a bunch of Bloomberg's paid minions. Said, oh, no, the president's not welcome here. Well, the rabbi said, excuse me, he is.
Yeah, these self-appointed spokespeople, they always make me giggle. Especially when the man himself has said it. But here's what it boils down to. This guy was filled. He had a rotted soul. He still got a rotted soul.
Right.
And he thought that the way to go was to go out and kill a bunch of innocent people. And that's never going to be the way to go. And when you give in to that, that very interesting thing that must be going on in your head. Well, like I said, he's lucky to still be breathing under his own power. Hat tip to the cops, because I'm seriously, he shot four of their number and they took him alive. So
yes, they did.
Yeah.
Shame on me. I don't know. I assume the police were injured but not killed. I don't know if one of the fatalities was a law enforcement officer. Shame on me. I'll find out, Bill.
Very good.
I'm sure our listeners want to know. But can you... wait a minute. A lot of us go to church, so I assume the squeaky wheel gets the grease if we don't ask our minister, where's the security plan? Do you have armed security at every event?
Okay, hang on right there. I got an answer for that one. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory. .com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morris. We've gotten lost, what, three or four times already.
Hey, okay, here's a shocking news bit. Did you see it? Where the president of New York's Borough, had a comment about the Pittsburgh shooting?
What did he have to say about the Pittsburgh shooting?
Well, you and I could take bar bets to see what you'd guess. He said he's a black man, former PD. He goes, I used to carry my gun all the time when I went to church. I should do that again. If we have police officers in churches, they should be carrying inside as well when they're off duty. And I'm going, whoa, from New York City, obviously, PD, his rules don't apply to us, but still, I would have based long odds if you had told me a New York City politician would come out and say we need guns in churches.
Well, you know, this is the thing, though. This is, we can sit back and say, boy, I sure do wish that we didn't have to live this way. I got no issue with that, but wishing for it. And right. Expecting it not to be that way. One is natural human nature, like you're talking about. The other one is really deluding yourself. And when it's somebody's life on the line, when it's a group of people's life on the line, who wants to make that call? Who wants to make that call? And the only way to, I mean, you can have a team, you can have armed security there, that's fine. And I you know, maybe that's the way to go for some of these people that don't want to carry. But I think, one, you allow people to carry in your place of worship. And two, you put up a bunch of signs all over the place saying, we allow our parishioners to carry guns. And then let's see who decides to come in on that one.
The magic of... Now, okay, this sounds perverse. The magic of the church saying, we don't know who's carrying, are the next unwritten words. And if you're here to attack us, neither do you.
Yeah,
that's not just the guys in uniform up front. It's not the one inside the door. It could be the guy right next to you. Go for it. There are more of us than there are of you. I'll betcha. But ask... Okay, we started this, and I think I teased you, and then we had to go to break.
Right.
The excuses that we've accepted from our bishops and ministers. You know, we had a proposed plan. We didn't think it was good enough, so we didn't do anything. You know, how good of an excuse are we willing to accept or reject?
See, in my state, here's the problem in my state, and, you know, it's both a blessing and a curse. In my state, there are no provisions at all for open carry.
Okay.
So all we have is concealed carry. Mm-hmm. Now, concealed carry in South Carolina means exactly what it means. You are to keep your weapon hidden from sight the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I do. A lot of places here in South Carolina, the no guns allowed signs have the force of law with them. The problem with the no guns allowed signs, and I'm giving the game away, but nobody that owns a business that has those is enlightened enough to listen to me. The problem with those is that those have to be on every entranceway.
Exactly.
They have to be on every entranceway for a customer, every entranceway for a delivery person, every entranceway for anybody that can gain access into the building. And if it doesn't have that, then you can have the sign correct on the front door, but it's gets you nowhere.
Right. It's not legally binding. Unless,
yep.
And as since you know the magic trick, you're walking by, you see one door that doesn't have it. Door doesn't have to be open. Just has to be a door. And all of a sudden you go, the rest of the signs, no matter how big, don't mean a thing.
Right.
But it was amazing to me to read social media. Well, my church doesn't need protection. We have the police, and we'll call them on our cell phones. And I just, for those of our listeners, when you meet that guy, be gentle to him because he obviously doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Yes.
And so you have to ask him, did you consider that the people in the synagogue had the police on their cell phone too? Is it okay with you if 11 of us in church die? I mean, that was your plan? Could we do better? Would you consider that we do something that works a little better? Wow.
Yep.
Well, if I understand we need to grieve, but part of that process is to say never again, not to us. So let's ask those questions, please. They say, does this have to happen again on social media? And the answer is, yeah, until we learn from it and protect our churches, because we don't know how to stop crazy. It's sad.
Well, the other thing is this. You can get out there and get concerned about things like, okay, we're going to ban guns. No, you're not going to ban guns. You cannot. There is no magic talisman that is going to make guns just never happen again. There's just way too many of them in the world. There's way too many of them in the United States. There's people that agree and disagree with me. I think there's 660 million guns in the United States. I think there's 150 million plus gun owners in the United States.
Right.
And I would really love to know what law is going to be passed where everybody's going to turn them all in. Because that isn't going to happen. You're either going to make a bunch of regular citizens who've never broken a law, you're going to make them felons, and then that's going to make some people mad, and then you're going to steer us in a direction you really don't want us to go. You've got thrown all of your defenders under the bus. They're not going to raise a hand to protect you.
If by some miracle they tried that and we avoided civil war, I just have this, to me, I don't get it, because I go, so you think prohibition didn't work for alcohol or for drugs, but it will work for firearms? That the bad guys are going to give them up?
It's against, I mean, how many laws are not there to, this is the thing, the premise is that if we create a law, that will stop something. Laws are put in place to punish when you break the law. Having the law right there gives a set of consequences when you break the law.
Right.
And for me and you, where we get out there and we say, well, Bill, you know, they say it's illegal for us to drive 120 miles an hour. Well, I'll only drive 100.
Right.
And that's what that does. But, I mean, that's for us that are law-abiding. We say, okay, well, we'll just take it right there to the edge, but we're not going to break the law. For the other ones that are out there creating more laws, if they're breaking laws, that just gives them more. They just become an overachiever.
So, well, and you go, what, you mean if we, gosh, don't you think we should just make murder illegal instead? Wouldn't that help?
Let's ban that. Why don't we?
Quickly. So we do need this discussion. We do need education. Your buddy, your vet friend that you met,
yeah,
and his wife is going, I don't care about guns. We need to claim them as a virtue. You know, you've got to have me back on just so that we can do self-defense gun stories so our listeners hear what a yes virtue it is that they go armed.
It is a, it's an elite position to be in because so few do it. I mean, it's the cream of the crop. And as far as American civilians are concerned, that's exactly what it is. Now, of course, I'm going to have you back on again. What are you talking about?
Well,
I didn't threaten you with that.
You said it's an elite position. You meant concealed carrier or the very few people you allow to have on your show. Thank you for letting me on, Bill.
Both. It's both. Because very few people carry guns, and very few people have recurring segments and actually continually show up. So thank you so much, Rob. But we're about to run out of time. So, Rob Morse, you can catch him podcasting, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Polite Society Podcast, or you can catch him written at Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammoland.com, or Clash Daily. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman, this is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.